Welcome, everybody. Share number 1119. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Baron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lila Nishmas Shner Zalman Ben Yeshaya. Getting back to our Malacha of Tzad trapping. Okay, so we spoke about last year, we started talking about, it's a little bit of a broader subject, but the Inyan of Ein Minoy Nitza, that Eino Minoy Nitza, meaning there are certain animals or insects or whatever the case is, that or birds or fish or whatever, we'll talk about that, that are the regular way that people trap and they take it for them, they make use of them. And then there's the type of animals and so on, whatever, that are not Eino Minoy Nitza, that people, you know, do not trap in general. So we spoke, the Machaba spoke, I just want to talk about one thing, the fly, the regular fly that we know, that flies around, the regular big fly. So the Machaba said, he said Zavuvim. The Machaba in the Shulchan Aruch said straight out that flies, he gave an example of flies. Out of all the birds and animals and insects and everything, he brought down flies. Interesting, interesting example. But, Imamish Halacha Lamais, Hilkach Zavuvim, Afal Pi, in our Simon, again, Shin Tez Zion, Sif Gimel, Hilkach Zavuvim, Afal Pisha Ein, Beminon Nitza, this also the Tzudan, you're not allowed to trap them. In other words, he's telling us that it's ein beminyan nitzay. But you still can't trap them because it's also midrabanan. If it's minoy nitzay, if it's the type of animal that people do trap, then it's also minatayra. Okay. But be it as it may, just to talk a minute about the fly, so the question comes up that really it's an animal that people trap, and it's an insect that people trap. In other words, you have usually, somebody has a fly, you have a fly flying around in your house, you have fly swatters, fly traps, fly swatters, you have those things, I don't know what they're called, that hang from the ceiling, it's actually called fly paper, fly trap. Sometimes if people have a problem with flies, or sometimes probably in stores, certain, I guess, food stores or whatever, you hang it up and it hangs down this like a sticky type of paper, and it's like a fly paper, fly trap. So, and the flies, you know, go on it, and they get stuck to it. So that's like a fly trap type of thing. So the bottom line, be it as it may, we see, Taka, that flies are something, the type of insect that people do trap. I mean, they actually make, traps for flies. So the question is that, why does the Shulchan Aruch bring down classic example as what's considered something that a creature, actually, the Sefer Shabbos home brought it down and used it as a creature. I shouldn't say animal, insect, a creature. Why is that like the classic creature as that's its ein b'mina nitzah? It's not something that's usually trapped. We see that people do trap it, and they have traps, and then this is a standard thing that people trap as flies. So I just want to read, it's an important point, the Dirshu in Ois number 21, brings down from Rav Nissen Karelitz that a very important point, how we'll understand it's mamash yesoid in our malacha of tzad trapping. So he says like this, so in conjunction with that which the Mechaba said, that a fly is not considered something that people trap, so therefore, but still, you're not allowed to trap it because it's also midrabanan. Fine, okay. And if it's something that people trap, it's also minatar. But he says, v'afsha anoshim rabim tzodim zvuvim. We see that people do trap it, right? Like we just said, we just explained. So he brings from Rav Nissen Karela said, shemi kol mokim ein heim nachshavim kedover shebim minoy nitzad. They're not considered something, they don't have a chashivas of falling under the category of minoy nitzad, whereby it's the type of thing that people trap. Why? Kevin she'ein ma'teres ha'anashim ella l'salka mipneihem. That's the point. That because of the fact that the reason why people trap flies is to get rid of them. Nobody wants to have flies around. Nobody keeps a fly as a pet. Nobody captures a fly to play with it. Nobody, puts flies in their cage or whatever the case is. People trap flies. You have these fly trappers, fly paper, whatever the case is, fly swatters. Fly swatter, for sure, we can't use on Shabbos. You're killing it. That would be min ha-Torah, by the way. I just want to explain that if you're killing a fly, you're running into a diaraisa. Trapping the fly is a question of a the Rabbanim. That's a different malacha. That's the malacha of killing, which we'll see. We'll talk about that, obviously. It's a little bit closely related to trapping, but we have to talk about that separately. It's totally separate halachas. So he says, since the reason why people trap these flies is to get rid of them, so v'loy lehishtamish behem, not to use them, right? Nobody keeps them as a pet. Then let's chashev b'miyat sh'anoshim sh'sidim oisun l'tzorkei refuah. And he says that there are some people, a small amount of people who captures them for some sort of refuah, some sort of healing purposes, but that's a small amount of people, he says. And the fact that you have here and there are small amounts of people, who know how to do these things, that capture flies and use it somehow for hilchas refuah, for healing purposes, but most people, the average person, doesn't do that, and therefore we say botla daitam. So we see a very important point, that when something is... The way that a thing is captured is to get rid of it, so then it doesn't fall under the category of mina nitzai, meaning, again, mina nitzai meaning a type of creature that's usually captured that somebody uses, as opposed to another type of insect, which we'll talk about, a bee, for example, right? Bees sometimes are used a little bit more. Honey, however it works, making honey, whatever the case is, bees are sometimes, I don't want to say the word more purposeful, but Kadosh Baruch Hu made both of them, obviously, but sometimes they are trapped and captured for various different purposes. But we'll see, a bee is actually a machloikis, as to whether the bee is considered minoy nitzayt. In other words, it's a type of creature that's usually trapped and people keep it and use it for certain purposes, or is a type of thing that people don't trap, or if they do trap, they do just to get rid of it, like we just saw, and therefore it will be have a din of enoi mina nitzed. So that is a machlekes, and it's a very important machlekes, which we have to talk about because of the fact that a person is, let's say, outside, sitting in the sukkah, right? The famous shayla is always, everybody's always asking, I'm sitting in the sukkah, there's a bee, what do I do? Many times people are allergic to bees. Chas v'shalom, you know, a bee sting could be a little bit more dangerous, so then it's some of the halachas are different. Now, we're not talking about pekuach nefesh. Pekuach nefesh, you're allowed to kill the bee, 1, 2, 3. If there's pekuach nefesh, where if somebody gets stung, they're so allergic that chas v'shalom, it could be, you have to call atzala, emergency situation. So, of course, you could kill the bee on the spot. That's not even a shayla. That's not what we're talking about at all. Those cases are different. Pekuach nefesh, we've spoken about many times, is all hands on deck. You kill the bee, case closed. If that person is there. But a regular bee sting, whatever, it is problematic. It's annoying and sometimes could be very problematic. So we have to see how exactly that works. Okay, we'll stop over here. But we see the distinction from today's shiur. We want to just pull out. We see the distinction between mina nitzayt and what does the taka mean? Ein mina nitzayt, that is a creature that's not, that could be a creature, insect or whatever, that falls under the category that is not usually trapped for its usage, and a fly, even though a fly, people usually trap, many people trap flies, but it's most of the time nobody traps the fly for the fly itself. It's just to get rid of the fly. So therefore it falls under the category of Ein Mina Nitzayd. It's not trapped for its purpose, and therefore trapping it would be midrabban, and it would still be awesome. But we'll see why we're saying midrabban, because we'll have to see certain various different times how to work with it. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Baruch Kol Tov.